Chapter 3. How Metrics Drive Mediocrity. We must overcome the notion that we must be regular. It robs you of the chance to be extraordinary and leads you to the mediocre. Uta Hagen. We've all heard, you can't manage what you can't measure. The above quote is often attributed to Dr. W. Edwards Deming, the visionary business scholar who transformed the auto industry. But as a standalone, it's a misquote. When Dr. Deming said that, he used some pretty critical words before and after the statement that changed its meaning entirely. According to the Deming Institute, Dr. Deming actually said, "It is wrong to suppose that if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. A costly myth." This raises the following question. Why have so many people lifted out the middle of Deming's quote to emphasize the exact opposite of what Dr. Deming actually meant? The answer is twofold. The Deming Institute blog says, Dr. Deming did very much believe in the value of using data to help improve the management of an organization. The blog suggests that the misquote is so frequently shared because the quote appeals to people seeing their organization fail to use data when they should be using data. That's the logical, well-intended reason. There's another, less obvious reason leaders default to the Deming misquote. Relying on data alone enables leaders to avoid the messy emotional work of actually leading. People fixate on lagging measures like revenue, profit, and productivity because they're easy to track. But it's qualitative elements like customer impact, leadership language, and emotional engagement that ultimately drive financial results. Said another way, the qualitative are the leading measures that predict the lagging quantitative measures like profit. Dr. Deming never intended for people to focus exclusively on data. In fact, he stated that running a company on visible figures alone was one of the 7 deadly diseases of management. It's not without coincidence that...